And our door is always open to the students. That's our goal, is to have the connection with the students.
Sergeant Sean Bishop is one of the SRO officers. He's a 25-year police veteran. And when he retires at the end of December, he will solely be conducting SRO duties for Eden Schools.
I know most of your parents, and I look forward to every day to coming to the schools, speaking to the children, and getting that connection with the kids.
The district brought in an SRO at the start of this school year. Officer Brian Bergstaller is sharing duties with Officer Bishop. They have direct daily contact with students throughout the school day, learning about students and helping keep watch on their mental health.
It is an ongoing problem, the mental health issue. We try to educate the children on if they see issues with another child that's not normal or not their behavior on a day-to-day basis, to report that. Just look out for their friends and look out for their fellow students.
The school resource officer even teaches in a classroom, discussing online and social media safety and drug and alcohol abuse. Eden High School students Drew Brenner and Connor Blake say at first they weren't too sure what it would be like having such a high level of authority in the building. But quickly, they learn the officers are very approachable and helpful.
Yeah, it's unique. It's good. Gives kids a chance to go up if they have a problem.
It makes us feel safe and like we're welcomed into the school with no harm being within the schedule of the day.
Eden High School student Jenna Jacobs says she also feels safer with the officers in their school buildings.
But I've talked to Officer Bergstaller about school. He just comes and walks around the school, and it's just nice to talk to him occasionally.
Students tell us they do feel safe in their building. Tougher new security measures were implemented. Students must enter and exit out one door, with a staffer and officer keeping close watch. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.